Last year, in 2015, I went to Israel for the fall feasts and had the privilege along the way of finding Isaiah's tomb up north along the border with Lebanon, and went there and laid my head thereon and wept. Spirit overtook me in that rugged spot, seldom visited, little known of, I think. The next morning in Jerusalem, I woke up with a great joy bursting in my heart. So we'll read today from Streams, Meditations on Isaiah, chapter 1, O Sinful Nation. The vision came, made plain again, of sin gone rampant at the core of his, the apple of his eye. Beneath the shadow of the tree, the great menorah, bronze and branching wisdom planted in the park that overlooked the government and seized the apple, cut in half, was dark, for it was rotten at the core. Behold, he said, as he looked on Jerusalem beneath the weight of all its sin, his mother looking down on him, I make all things as new again, as he went to the tree to die, and there became a curse for us to be God's blessing on the earth. How far and wide his reach extends from arms extended on the cross, our names engraved upon his palms. I have not yet forgotten you. You, by I am, are not forsaken, says the Lord. Make plain the vision. Run with it. Lift up your voice. Do not hold back. Go, put the trumpet to your lips, and call my people to return. Repent, the kingdom is at hand, and I again am coming soon. I wait upon my Father's voice to loose the pent-up flood. I am, and by the Spirit, flood the world. With all consuming fire, I am. My tongue, a sword, shall cleave the hardest heart with love. You shall be changed from faith to faith, glory to glory, says your King, when I appear made manifest within your midst to be established on my hill. Your name shall be Jerusalem. The Lord is there, and all shall know me, least to greatest in your midst, as the revealing comes to pass. Selah. Amen. As it is written, it will be. Be warned, ye rulers of the earth, ye kings, for all have sinned and fallen short. It is not just Jerusalem. It is not just small Israel. It is not just my own lost sheep, upon whom you have focused hate, professing wisdom, while as fools you touch the apple of my eye. You touch my firstborn son and wife, the wife of youth that I still love. Shall you not know my focused light as tongues of fire descend upon your heads and roar? As you have done, so shall it be done unto you. Consider well the outcome of the path you take. There is a way that, seeming good, leads only into hell and death, into the grave you dig for mine. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Continue in my kindness, love. I plead with you to kiss the Son, to kiss my Son, lest you in your ways be consumed and in an instant are no more. do not call counsel blasphemy. O sinful nation, one among a fallen world, give ear to hear and do my word. Thus says the Lord, the God of all flesh, coming soon, I plead with you through those I send. Selah. Amen. Consider this. Blessed are you who seeing have believed on Christ, on the Messiah of the Jews. Blessed even more are those who do not see and yet in the same way do so. The same is Jesus. Jesus, the same, shall be their portion day by day in my response, the Father says, to prayers of faith, the substance you desire of me, and that which I desire of you. Will I find faith when I return? Go meditate Isaiah's book and find it blossoming with truth. You are my witness. Testify. God help me. Yes, I will, my Lord. The vision, plainer, breaking, is, as it was in the days of old, ancient of days, always the same. Seek life, why die? Seek me and live. The choice before you stands as real as anything that you've seen, yet it is hidden to the world and to those blind to kingdom comes, which comes unseen in you who say not, we will not, when I have said, lift up your eyes. The vision is concerning mine, concerning my Jerusalem, that the desire of nations come with peace that is not of this world. My peace I give you, says the Lord. Hear, O heavens, listen, earth. The Lord has spoken long ago, with heart Isaiah saw and heard, and some do now to hear and do what Jesus the Messiah says. My sheep still hear and know my voice, and will not follow other songs that other shepherds sing of paths that are not mine. I am your Jesus from of old, ancient of days, from the beginning sacrificed. I have not changed. My love is steadfast, slow to anger, patient and long-suffering. But some do otherwise than come when I still call, and some with we will not refuse. For I reared children, brought them up, but they rebel against my hand, my arm, my word, against I am. Both ox and donkey know their master, but men of Israel do not. My people do not understand, increasingly are clothed in black, and know not of my sacrifice, my son, that they might be my sons indeed, and daughters in the land I choose again. I choose Jerusalem again. Ah, sinful nation, loaded down with guilt enough to shorten and to end your lives, a brood of evildoers found to be as children gone into corruption lost, they have forsaken I am Lord and spurned the Holy One, my word, and turned their backs on He who I have sent to them. This has not ended in your peace, or in my peace, not of the world. Why would you still now suffer wounds, take stripes, be beaten any more? When He went to the stake for you, and by His wounds you have been healed with it is finished on the tree. You yet persist in unbelief and shun the work I set for man as my mark at the heart of life. You yet persist in witchcraft of rebellions, sin. Why would you do this to yourselves and to your loss, your whole head injured, heart afflicted, dark and rotten at the core of you, the apple of my eye. From head to foot there is no soundness, peace in you. Only the wounds, only the welts, only the open sores that weep, not cleansed or bandaged, soothed with oil of mine, the glad joy offered you, or water turned to wine by Christ. How do your neighbors see you now? Does their desire declare you desolate and gone, your cities burned and fields laid waste and overthrown by those who at your borders growl and roar like waves of seas and storm? What have you done with peace? Be still. What have you done with word I sent to heal the land? You mourn like doves. You seek the scriptures, yet turn not, will not return to who I am and word I send in my long arm revealed in peace. I am your peace. My peace I give you. Wholeness in my sacrifice, for I provide myself the ram when I provide my son the lamb, the son of David on the tree, and by my spirit bid him live, and by my spirit call you to come forth to me. Thus says the Lord, who opens up our graves and speaks and bids us pass on all he says. My daughter, Zion, small, a remnant now is left, a shelter in my vineyard found. I am your shield and great reward. In her, in him, in her awakened love gives birth to hope, the hope that changes everything. Her waters break in songs that flood my heart with fire. Impassioned, full of zeal, I come on wings, mount up to gain the walls and to a city under siege. A battle rages over you. Unless I come, perform my words of speaking life, none would be left. Life from the dead would not be found, and you would be like Sodom and Gomorrah found, a wasteland uninhabited. As for the blood of bulls and goats, of cattle and of sheep and rams, what are they now to me, the Lord, when I have sacrificed Messiah? Bound upon a tree he was, the word I sent and spent on you, upon Moriah's brow, the hill where Isaac lay, was bound and by my hand went free indeed, when I myself provided you with who I am, made flesh within the Son I sent, unique among the sons of men, the seed of woman, born of a virgin, overshadowed by I am the Spirit hovering of old, the Lamb long slain, before the world's foundation was, before your father Abraham. I will provide myself a ram, and broken bread of heaven heals the afikoman hidden, found the hidden matzah in the sleeve. Thus is my arm revealed, raised up, the temple raised up in 3 days. Beware suppression of the truth. Beware the way that seeming good is not the way I sent to you, wherein I still provide I am in tongues of fire upon your head to make you my light, says the Lord, to all the world. Come follow me. I see you lead yourselves astray with your traditions built on sand. Come, follow as I carry you across the threshold of the rock to be a living sacrifice. You still propose burnt offerings, more blood of bulls and goats and lambs, in which I no more pleasure find. Come, meet with me. You be my house. Come seek my face, my arm, my hand. Be an extension of my voice. Be part and parcel of my word. Bring me yourselves wholeheartedly. Stop bringing things found meaningless. Their incense is detestable. It makes me sick of more of what you offer up. Offer yourselves. Give me your heart to be a sacrifice of love. Come be my house of prayer for all the nations that shall come. You be that which my heart desires. I'm sick of new moon festivals, the same old burdens I have borne. I hate your feasts, where your conceptions leave me out, rejected and despised, divorced. Do not continue in your ways, in which my ways and thoughts dissolve, in springs that rise to quickly disappear in sands, with my face hidden from your hands, where prayers, though many, are not heard. Cup me within your hands and drink. See the reflections of I am. Your ways have stained your hands with blood. Wash in the streams that make me glad. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do good, to hear and do the justice that my heart desires. Encourage the oppressed with love. Defend the fatherless from loss and plead the widow's case with faith. The substance I am in your midst, in you, I would be manifest. Come now and let us reason, child, together here. Don't put it off, for time is shorter than you know and longer than you yet have dreamed. Eternity is spent somewhere. With me is better than without. Come, seek my face, my touch, my arm, to taste and see all that I am, have been for you, is love. And all that I can be in love, that turns your sins, though scarlet, white as snow, though crimson, they shall be like wool. You are my sheep, and I can set you free indeed from all you might consider dung that easily besets the soul. The mire that weighs the wandering soul that finds itself lost and alone and weary past all weariness. I am the shepherd of your soul, gives voice to ways that are not yours, to thoughts that you have not conceived. Come, follow me into the light I am in you. But if you won't, your own blood will be on your hands and that of those you lead astray. For nothing you shall lose your life instead of finding all I am. Be willing and obedient, a living sacrifice, alive, eating the best from all the land with healing in the bread you serve. Be not devoured by the sword. Do not say we will not again. Outside the door, disaster waits, for which there is no cure at all. Come now, and let me rescue you. See how the faithful city once becomes a harlot far from me. She once was full of righteousness. The sound of joy was in her streets. She was the city of my peace, but now here streets are full of lies. They murder truth. They make no room, remove allowance for my thoughts that are not yours and my ways that you leave behind, enticed away from love that's true. You go a way that seemeth right, but leads to hell, death, and the grave. You choose me not, and I must choose you once again. Oh, my Jerusalem of gold, your silver has become mere dross, your finest wine with water turns diluted with no song to share. Your rulers, rebels, friends of thieves, they all love bribes, chase after whores, abandon their own flesh and blood, and do not plead the widow's cause. For this and more I am disturbed, observing loss. Yet I will get relief from grief, too great to bear, and comfort those who are oppressed. Though I have been long-suffering, my enemies will taste my tongue. It is a sword against you. I will turn my hand to purge, removing all your chaff. Count it but dung, the stench of what you rebels do. My oar will sweep my threshing floor until my harvest is but wheat. I will restore my judges as in days of old, the counselors you would not have, the shepherds you have spurned as those beneath the stations that you hold of mine, the cross my shepherds bear. I will restore, for I will search for you myself, and I will find you, says the Lord, and send you shepherds of my heart, after my heart, to feed you with the finest fare. Thus you shall taste and see I am, and afterwards you shall be called the city of my righteousness, the city faithful to the Lord. Zion, with justice I redeemed, her penitent with righteousness, not that of men, but that of God, the real thing, the substance of your unseen hope, the long, tall drink of my new wine, my spirit poured out on all flesh. Rebels and sinners both shall break, crushed by the stone and broken by the rock I am. Come, fall on me, find mercy on the mercy seat, before the I am falls on you. Come, rend your heart. A new heart is my gift to you. You must be born again of me and from above and by my spirit, says your God. I listen to the sorrowful, the conscience-stricken broken heart, each contrite spirit that I find. I do not count such pain as loss. Through what you suffer, wealth will come. My spirit I will give you, and my heart to make all things new. Eternal life is mine to give. Freely receive, then be a light to all the world. But steadfast sinners, rebels to the end, will not. They say that we will not to me. And it will be to their own downfall, says I am. For both shall break, crushed by the stone and broken by the rock I send. What will they be? Forsaken, perishing in want, with fading leaves and roots that wither up and die, uprooted from the land of hope. Their sacred groves will be their shame from chasing after foreign gods. Foreign delights will dig their graves, their mighty men a tinder box, their works the sparks that set afire no one can quench. They burn together in a pile, a heap, a mountain soon to be removed, replaced with mine. The mountain of my presence comes. The rock not hewn by human hands becomes the mountain of I am. My presence that shall fill the earth, my spirit poured out on all flesh. The great wave of my presence grows, my kingdom comes and swells anew. This from the mystery you have known, because I draw you.